that's really where the community listening comes into play, mm-hmm. right? Because you see these people who are doing the work and you're not even asking them to do it. So once you give them a little bit more and you empower them to do more, they can take it to the next level.
Hey everyone, I'm Joel Premack, host of the Community-Led Growth Show. Today I'm joined by Grace Chung, social media and community manager at Lattice. Thank you so much for being on the show, Grace.
Yeah, excited to be here.
Well, softball question for you to kick us off. Please give everyone a 30-second intro about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Grace, social media and community manager at Lattice. I've been at Lattice for about 2 years now, actually about to hit my 2-year anniversary in January, which is super exciting. I've been in the community space for a very, very long time. I think we've probably all been in community in some shape or form since we were young, but I've been a community manager for a little over 8 years now.
Wow. Thank you so much. And congratulations on coming up on that big 2-year mark with Lattice.
Thank you. It's very exciting. Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen a tremendous amount of growth.
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially during a global pandemic that we're all struggling through.
I would definitely imagine so. And on that note of growth though, I'm sure the Resources for Humans, RFH, community has exploded during this time. What is it and why did Lattice launch it?
Yeah, so Resources for Humans, also, you know, RFH shorthand is what we call it, both publicly and privately at Lattice, is our HR community. It started off as a community for people leaders, and then the company realized that it would better serve the general HR population, you know, millions of HR people around the world who are seeking that connection with each other, seeking professional advice, just looking to network. We really felt like this community best served the wider audience versus keeping it super exclusive to just people leaders. And it really did explode over the pandemic because, you know, at the heart of it, at all of these companies, it's HR people who are dealing with the policies, they're dealing with the remote work, work from home stipends, all of these different aspects that the global pandemic really, you know, brought into the forefront of being things that companies needed to fix. A lot of companies are working from an office with maybe a few people working remotely, and they didn't really know how to operate efficiently in that way. And so HR people are the ones who have to figure that out, make those plans, send out communication to everyone in the company about what's going on, especially now with vaccination policies and all that stuff. So over the pandemic, we really saw an explosion of activity from people seeking advice on what to do when you're first going into a remote work environment, how to make sure your employees are happy, still motivated to work when literally everything just feels so bleak and depressing, all of those things. And so Lattice launched it originally, of course, as this brand advocacy play. When the company was just starting out, they were, you know, talking to so many people, making a lot of different connections. And of course, not all of those connections ended in a sale, but we didn't want to lose those relationships. And we knew that community would be a huge value driver to these people who are in a very hard position at their companies. A lot of these people, you know, being teams of one, they're seeking help and they can't get it from within their companies. So they need to get it from other people in the community and in the network. And it's easy, of course, you know, to send a LinkedIn connection to someone and try to get 15 minutes of their time to get advice. But when you have a community, it makes those relationships feel deeper. You have more one-on-one time with each other and you can feel like you're talking to real humans on either side. And so Lattice did that with that mission in mind, and it ended up growing into this thing that really helps the Lattice brand, keeps our connections with prospects warm because we're offering this super valuable space to them. COVID being a perfect example of that situation where they were getting a lot of value and Lattice at the same time was getting a lot of content from it. that we could share out with the broader HR audience that wasn't a part of the community yet, and then have them be interested in joining this HR community, which is to this day, you know, over 14,000 HR professionals.
Wonderful. So you just mentioned that you guys have this community now of over 14,000 HR professionals. I read online that you guys have a Slack channel for it. So how do you manage that? I imagine it's active, as you just said, mm-hmm. but it can also almost be a little bit daunting to have 14,000 people in there. And that, I mean, that's bigger than some companies out there that are growing rapidly.
Yeah, that is an amazing point. It is a huge community. I will say that I was not there when the community first started. I joined Lattice when the community was already a few years old. So they already had an application process in place. They had some rules in place, and they already had this really thriving group that was highly active and really loved talking with each other. And so they gave me something amazing to work with right off the bat. But I will say, when you're going into a community, the very first thing you should do is listen to your members, especially me as a new person. I needed to go into the community and, you know, I have zero HR experience. So I really needed to talk to the members and figure out what the pain points were that they were seeing, and then just learn from them what they wanted from the community. And so doing this sort of community listening tour is huge when you're managing a community, not even when you're first coming in like I was, but just doing it continuously. Because that's something that we also talk a lot about at Lattice, which is continuous feedback, because we're not going to grow unless we're getting that honest and continuous feedback from people telling us what's going well and what is not going well. So doing the listening tour, especially when you have a big community, is huge. But one of the most important things is setting up your rules, your code of conduct, your guidelines, whatever you want to call them. So like I said, when they started this community, there were some rules in place already. One of them, the biggest one that really differentiates our community from others, I think, is our no selling rule. So that's why you won't see any Lattice salespeople in the community. You will only find HR people ops professionals in this community so that it can stay a safe space. And those rules are also huge when it comes to how people should be interacting with each other, because you want to make sure that people are being respectful. You want to make sure that they know exactly where the conversations should be going, what channels they should be directing their questions to. This just helps the community run more smoothly, makes everyone feel like they're in this space that is curated. You're not just in the wild, wild west where anything could happen. And like, it's just craziness. Like, you want structure within a community, or else people will, you know, most likely leave and never come back because they don't understand what the heck is going on when they join this space of thousands of people. So listening to your community, setting up those rules are definitely the first things you want to do, whether you're creating a new community or joining like I did as a new community manager. And from there, I think when it comes to managing your community, there's different things that work for different people. And you'll really quickly learn what is priority from your community members when you're talking to them. So we have different bots and automations set up within our Slack workspace to make sure that the onboarding process goes smoothly, that people know who they should reach out to if they have trouble with anything, and frequently asked questions. You know, you're in this professional space. There's new people joining on a weekly basis. There's bound to be questions that are coming up so frequently. And so we even have automation set up now where keywords will trigger a message that will direct people to the right place in our community database. So those are kind of the basics. And then I would say from there, the additional touches that we add to our community that kind of makes it a little bit more of a special space for people is that we have our community ambassadors. So people within the space, because again, we are over 14,000 people at the moment, I can't talk to every single person. And so our ambassadors, who are really the most active users in our community, the most passionate people that are on there pretty much every day trying to help a community member out, they are the voice of the community for me. And they tell me if things are going well and if things are not going well, so then we can adjust from there. And the very last thing is, we want to keep community engagement strong, right? So we want to set up these rituals for community members to participate in so that they know there's something coming every week. And if they have 5 minutes out of their day to spare, that's something that they can participate in and connect with other people. So every Tuesday, we have a Tuesday topic, which is a general question around HR that's usually pretty timely that we'll pose to the community for people to have group discussion around. And then my favorite ritual that I started when I joined is Friday highlights. So every Friday I post in our Slack community and ask our members to share something that they've been working on that they're really proud of, or something that they want to celebrate with their fellow members. And then it's just this super positive time on a Friday right before the weekend where we can cheer each other on, clap, and just like be super happy and merry together. So I know I listed off a lot of different things. I will say you have to A/B test a lot of them to make sure that it is what is right for your community, but really listening to people, getting continuous feedback, and being open to change is the most important part to managing a community, no matter how big or small it is.
Wow. I just have so many questions coming off of that, but I'm going to start with one. So you mentioned that you guys have an ambassadors program.
Yes.
How did you guys identify those key people? How many are there? Is there, how do I say this, rhyme or reason to who they are based on their locations for like localization of the community for down the road?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Yeah. And I will say again, I'm only about to hit my 2 years at Lattice next January. So this ambassadors program is a totally new initiative that I started at Lattice last year. And the way it came about really was that I was noticing a lot of repeat names coming up with the community, being super helpful, answering people's questions and directing them to the right resources or to the right people that they wanted to talk to. And the people at the company who formerly were managing the community, they're now our head of events and our growth marketing manager. They had a couple of names that they sent over to me too, where they were like, these people are amazing. We saw them all the time on Slack being super active. We need to do something with them. And so the community is growing, right? It is getting to a point where it's too much for me as one person to manage because the community team right now is literally just me. So there's only so much that I can do when it comes to being on the Slack channel every day and like moderating, making sure that people are getting the help they need. And we literally have these people who are doing the work that we need at the moment. So we decided to create this ambassadors program for people like them to take their membership to the next level because we saw that the passion was already there. They were doing it out of the goodness of their heart. So if we can offer them a little bit something in return as just like gratitude for the work they're doing, we could only imagine how this could grow and really help our community in the long run. So the way it started, and this is the common theme with RFH, it's no selling. It's a Lattice community, but it's not just for our customers. So when we created the ambassadors program, we did not limit it to Lattice customers. It was just literally anyone in the community who we saw as an active user and who seemed like they were passionate about helping others. We wanted to make sure that we were talking to them and seeing if they wanted to be a part of this program. So I did one-on-one interviews with a couple of people right off the bat to just get their input on what they liked about the community, what an ambassador program could look like for them, and what they'd like to see out of it. And today, we have this ambassador program that is application only. You do have to be an active member of the community, and you do have to be there for at least 6 months in order to apply. And other than that, no restrictions. So we have, I think, about 27 ambassadors today. And we started this program, I think, July or something last year. I'll have to double check that date for you. But all of our ambassadors are truly amazing. The things that we offer to them are super simple, you know, Lattice swag, an opportunity to expand their thought leadership and build their brand within the community, the opportunity to have public speaking opportunities by leading community webinars, all of these different things. But at the end of the day, all of our ambassadors have said that the main reason they want to be an ambassador is to pay it forward to other HR professionals in the community. And because they love RFH so much, they want to see it succeed and they want to see it continue to grow. So this ambassador program really benefits us in the long run, but we're just really getting people who are passionate about the community that we've built, and it's really the community that they've built for themselves. So we have these advocates, these ambassadors who are helping us grow the community and help us moderate it. And right now it is mainly US focused. Most of our ambassadors are based in the US, and then we have about three right now that are global. But our community is very global. We have HR professionals from the US, Canada, Europe, Asia, Mexico, all over the place. And so in the future, we want to see the ambassador program continue to grow to represent the diversity that we have within our community. So we definitely want to see more global HR professionals join on as ambassadors, and also just HR people from different industries. Like, we are very tech heavy at the moment, but there's HR people who are working in transportation, manufacturing, all of these different industries that need just as much help as the ones who are working at startups. And so we want our ambassadors within RFH to represent that and be able to offer the help and resources that those people need.
Wow. That's wicked cool that you guys have a community that large, and the ambassador program is almost something that was happening naturally right before your eyes.
Yeah.
Because of these people being so active and you guys seeing them and being like, oh, we need to do something like for these people.
Yeah. So, and that's really where the community listening comes into play, right? Because you see these people who are doing the work and you're not even asking them to do it. So once you give them a little bit more and you empower them to do more, they can take it to the next level.
Exactly. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Outside of the Slack channel, what other types or channels of media do RFH use to engage with their community? And why did you guys build these?
Yeah, so like I said, when I started, we just had really this Slack community. And it was amazing. Don't get me wrong. Tons of activity. People loved it. But we're on the free Slack plan. And I think a lot of community managers know Slack actually isn't the best for building community unless you can pay for, you know, the analytics and all that stuff. We were doing great. We have our application process through this tool called Marketo. We are using Salesforce to track things, but we just needed to expand outside of Slack and make sure that our community members had other spaces where they could connect with each other and connect on a deeper level. Because Slack is really great for, you know, really fast-paced conversations. I mean, I don't know if you remember the AIM days, but really great for just chit-chatting, getting things out of the way in real time.
Questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And being on Slack, you know, you're in the middle of your workday. You might have Slack open, but you might not be checking it very often. And because we have thousands of members, it can be chaotic, even though we have rules in place. Like, you don't want to come back at the end of the day and read through 100 messages in this Slack workspace. So So that was how we determined, you know, we need to expand. We need to create these other spaces. So the very first thing that we did is bring back this weekly newsletter that was started and then kind of ended after a couple months just because of bandwidth issues. And the weekly newsletter is just the best HR content, both from Lattice, from our community, and from, you know, third-party outlets around the internet. We want to make sure we're putting the right content in front of our audience that is going to make their work lives easier. So this weekly newsletter called I Love Humans was another space for our community members to get information that would be valuable to them. And then we're on the free Slack plan. So on the free Slack plan, you have a 10,000 message limit. And then after that, all your older messages start disappearing into the archives. And then you have to pay, you know, thousands of dollars for an upgraded plan if you want to see those messages ever again. So we didn't want to lose the magic of the Slack community and those real-time conversations happening. So we decided, instead of adding a forum or switching over to a forum, that we were going to create a database with the frequently asked questions, the best resources that are being shared in our community. And we created that database on Notion. And our ambassadors actually help us maintain that database as well. So that is a great resource for members of the community who can't find older messages in Slack, can't find an article that someone shared 5 months ago because it disappeared. It usually will be in the database because we make sure to keep it updated as frequently as possible so that all the valuable information that people want to know is not getting lost to the archives. And then, of course, our community events. You know, last year, because of COVID, like I said, there were just so many questions. There was so much uncertainty, and everyone was doing virtual events at that time, right? So we jumped on the bandwagon. We knew that this is what our community needed. And so we were hosting working sessions, which are sort of just like these brainstorm sessions for people to share what they're doing at their company, ask challenge, like bring their challenges to the table to get other people's feedback and input on. So the working sessions were amazing. And then we also had community webinars. And then we only started doing meetups again this year. And of course, they're virtual meetups. Fingers crossed one day that we get to do in-person ones, but all of our events still virtual for now and really popular with people. Like the feedback has been just, these are so helpful. Like this really helps me as the one HR person at my company to figure out my strategy. And so that feedback lets us know what we need to keep doing and then the things that we need to improve on as well. And the beautiful thing about our community events, because Lattice is this big company, we have our own webinars, we have lunches and things like that. The community events are run by the community. So anytime we have a community event, it's facilitated and led by a community member. A lot of Lattice's webinars, we partner with like Bamboo or Greenhouse or other folks, and we bring in speakers as well. These community events, we're really showcasing the knowledge, the like amazing people that are in our community and putting them front and center. So publicizing that as well on Lattice's social channels, our newsletter, all those public spaces, just goes to show other people who aren't in our community yet that it really is the place to be. And this year, one really amazing thing that we started that I was really excited about was our mentorship program. I think mentoring has always been a really big deal, but in the last few years, people are really trying to figure out, you know, what do I want to do with my career? What do I want to do with my life? That's why we see, you know, the great resignation or turnover tsunami, whatever you want to call it, happening, because, you know, people just don't know what they want to do. And sometimes having a mentor to really guide them through it and help them think of the right questions when it comes to their career and what their next step should be is incredibly helpful. And this, again, community listening, we were seeing that community members were asking about mentorship programs and asking if there was anyone available to be a mentor. And so, again, did a little research, went around talking to community members directly. And this program was born and super successful right from the start. We had, I think, 140 something applicants in our first semester, and we do 4-month semesters. And everyone was so excited to get this off the ground. And the feedback we got on surveys for this program, people were just super excited. They were so thankful that Lattice had created this additional space for them. And so we are just wrapping up our fall semester, I believe this month or next month. And then we're gonna take our learnings to revamp the program for next year to just make it even bigger and better. So the combination of community listening and talking to our ambassadors and just seeing what's happening in the HR space has really allowed us to curate these special resources and these special spaces for our community members so that they always feel there's something of value that they're getting from the RFH community. So it's more than just a Slack community. It's all of these different things that create this amazing community ecosystem that Lattice is offering up to people.
That's amazing. You guys are really offering that sense of belonging mm-hmm. for people within the HR profession to ask their questions, share their knowledge, learn best practices from their peers, and become a thought leader in the space. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all very unique people. So having all of these different spaces, our community members can pick and choose what they want to participate in, right? They might not necessarily be the most active in Slack because they're super swamped at work on a regular basis, but the newsletter and the database are great static pieces of information that they can go to again and again.
Yeah, well, there's those. And then also if you guys offer them your virtual events as mm-hmm. on-demand content, then mm-hmm. that's something too that allows people to engage with it yet on their own time. And unlike similar to like what you just mentioned around Slack, it's not real time, it's whenever they have the time.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a great point as well.
Yeah. And so that's actually the interesting thing about our events, because our webinars are offered on demand, but our working sessions are not.
Okay.
Because we want to keep those safe spaces. You know, when you're talking with your friends, there are some things maybe about work you want to vent a little about, and
sure.
you want to be comfortable with the people that you're talking to, because we're literally putting strangers into a room. So for the working sessions, those are just a free for all. I mean, we have breakout rooms and there's discussion topics and all of that, but we do not offer any of those on demand afterwards, because we want our community members to feel like it is a safe zone. They can talk about whatever they want. They can gripe about whatever they need to and get it out of their system and just feel that they are in the same boat as everyone else.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense for those types of events, your working sessions. Definitely mm-hmm. would agree with that. On that note, you mentioned events, mentioned a newsletter,
mm-hmm.
you have an ambassador program, you have an active Slack channel. You guys are doing a lot for this community to really empower them, give them a ton of varieties, spaces and opportunities to engage with each other. So what are the metrics or KPIs that y'all have to measure the success of the Resources for Humans community?
Absolutely. So one of my goals for next year is actually to be much better about putting all of our metrics into one place, because there is actually so many different things that we're measuring. Again, because we have so many different community channels where we're connecting with our members. So things that we definitely look at are, you know, what's the percent of growth month over month, year over year? What does event attendance look like for our community events? Is the attendance rate holding steady? Are there dips? I run a biannual survey. So that is really where people can tell me like, okay, what's working, what's not? Do you feel like the community is a safe space? Would you recommend it to others? And then of course, with the newsletter and all the emails that Lattice sends out, we look at the open rate, the click-through rate, and the most important too is also, you know, number of applications. Like I said, we are an application only community. This helps us keep it, I mean, not small because, you know, we're over 14,000, but it keeps us a little bit more curated and private because we can double check that only HR and people ops folks are joining the community and that it's still remaining this space for them. So we look at number of applications and then also how many people who have applied are actually creating accounts after their application has been accepted. And then again, Lattice is, you know, an HR tech company. So this is our audience that we're trying to sell to. So another thing that we look at is conversion rate. Are community members converting into customers? What does that number look like? And to be transparent, it's pretty good right now. It does seem like community members are more likely to convert into customers. And I think it's just this long conversation, long game where we're continuously providing value to them and showing them that Lattice always has something to offer. So a lot of different things that we're tracking across the board from our events, newsletter, and of course, social media, even though that's a totally different audience, we still consider those people members of our community because they are HR folks. So yeah, a lot of different things. Again, my goal next year is try to put them all into one place just to make my life a little bit easier.
Well, that's definitely exciting and congratulations on all the growth. And it's awesome to see and hear from you how you just put it perfectly. Community is a long game and it's all about essentially like the give, 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 and eventually the gets will start coming, but you don't exactly know when. Because community is, to me, it's a dotted line to influencing deals, not a solid line.
Absolutely.
I think that that's a great point to raise. Last question, because I know we're coming close to time. Yeah. What's a piece of advice you'd share with a company launching a community today?
So I think actually what we were saying just seconds ago, it is a very long-term effort. You're not going to see results in a month if you're just starting out. It's kind of funny. I did a presentation for our marketing team a while back about what community is and what exactly it is that I do. And I compared it to growing a garden because that's what it really is like. It takes time and a lot of handholding to get the first sprouts going in your little garden. And each plant, each member is very unique, requires varying levels of babying and watering. But at the end, the bounty you get is so worth it. It's so worth the effort that you put in because the people that you get on board, like our ambassadors, are amazing. They're your advocates. Like they're the ones that are going to be selling your company and your community without you even needing to do anything. But the time it takes to get there is not going to be a month. It might not even be 3 months. It requires constant engagement, constant listening, and just being a human being and talking to people. Like we talk about bots and automations that make our jobs easier. But at the end of the day, no one's going to react more strongly than if they're talking to a real person. So for companies who are starting a community, you can't outsource it. You have to make sure that you are the person doing it from the very beginning and putting your name and your face out there so that you build actual trust with the members that you want to stay long-term.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly with that. I often, when I'm talking with people, will say, and when describing building a community, I use the words often nurture or nurturing and cultivating. And just as you put it, those are perfect words when you describe gardens or farms, things that just take time, but the fruits of your labor are wonderful.
Yeah. And to get even more, you know, dramatic, if you build, if you build a sturdy greenhouse, you know, very strong plants, you can weather any storm. Like I consider this whole pandemic to be this crazy monsoon that my community garden had to go through. But at the end, like, we actually really did come out of it stronger. Like, everyone was so thankful for this community to work with and to create policies with that it just proved the point, you know, sturdy greenhouse, strong garden. We are stronger together is what I like to say.
Wonderful. On that note, Grace, again, thank you so much for being on the Community-Led Growth Show today. If people want to follow or connect with you, what are the best handles or channels for them to use?
Yeah, so I am GCheung28 across the board. That's C-H-E-U-N-G. And Lattice, you can find us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Just search for Lattice and make sure you're looking for the HR tech company and not Lattice, the semiconductor company.
That's a great call out. Thank you so much for a great episode today. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was awesome. Love talking about community.